the rest of the story. Prize fighting, professional boxing, whatever its future has an exciting past. Sullivan and Kilrain fighting with bare fists for 5 hours in hot sun. 75 rounds. Dempsey the brawler. Tunney the artful dodger. Armstrong the windmill and Muhammad Ali the fancy dancer. And many more. And one incomparable one. The one more whose record book recognition notes that most of the many of his opponents never survived the first round. Joe Louis. The superlative Joe Louis. Nobody put opponents away so fast. Sometimes inside 20 seconds. You've heard the story. Billy Kahn is said to have said that he would survive the typical Louis early onslaught by staying away from him. To which Joe Louis replied, "He can run, but he can't hide." And you thought you knew what he meant by that. But wait till you hear the rest of the story. Heavyweight champion Joe Louis has been credited with heavy hands. And to be sure, the Louis sledgehammer punch was in his hands. But the Louis magic was in his eyes. Jack Blackburn discovered it first. Blackburn was Louis's trainer during the first half of his dozen years of unbeatability. One evening in the 1930s, in the Louis apartment in Chicago, Joe was standing beside his new phonograph. Now listen carefully. Records in those days played at 78 RPM, 78 revolutions per minute. The records were acetate, and they revolved more than once each second, more than twice as fast as any of today's records. "Whose recording is it, Marva?" or somebody had asked. And Joe, in response, looked down, and he read the name of the composition. And he read the name of the composer and the performer. He read those names while the record continued to rotate at 78 revolutions per minute. Well, Jack Blackburn saw to it that there were many examinations of Joe's eyes after that historic day. And each of the subsequent examinations confirms what I'm about to say. Try reading the label of a record while it's rotating sometime to help you to a better understanding of what happened that day and thenceforth. For only Jack Blackburn and a very few knew the rest of the story. That the Louis magic was not those fast feet. It was not those fast hands. It was the prize ring's fastest ever eyes. By the way, we are told now that the heavy hitter Mark McGuire depends most not on his muscles, but on his eyes, fast eyes. If you were at the Louis Bear fight a generation ago, you were barely seated before you looked up and Max Bear was lying face down on the canvas bleeding. You never saw Slapsy Maxie drop his guard. Not even Bear saw Bear drop his guard. Only one person did. Now you know who, because now you know the rest of the story.